USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of lawmakers unveiled a pair of coronavirus aid bills on Monday, one containing $747 billion in new PPP loans for small businesses, an unemployment insurance extension, and funding for vaccine distribution. The other contains $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and a provision that offers legal protections from COVID-related lawsuits. Senator Mitt Romney is part of the group of lawmakers that came up with the bills. The Utah Republican tells CNBC that Congress needs to get stimulus funds out to struggling Americans right away.
We have people that are going to lose their unemployment insurance the day after Christmas, and to keep that from happening is a high priority. We want help also for people that need mental health facilities. We need help for small businesses, desperately. We got a lot of businesses just hanging on. So this is another round of PPP grants and loans to small businesses. This is money that needs to get out right away.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Electoral College met Monday to officially cast their ballots, affirming former Vice President Joe Biden's win in the presidential election. Electors from across the nation met in state capitals to cast their votes, which will now be sent to Congress. The results will be tallied and affirmed in a joint session on January 6th. Addressing the nation following the Electoral College vote, President-elect Biden called on Americans to come together, saying that when united, the nation has the power to overcome all challenges.
So as we start the hard work to be done, may this moment give us the strength to rebuild this house of ours upon a rock that can never be washed away, as in the prayer of St. Francis, for where there is discord, union, where there is doubt, faith, where there is darkness, light. This is who we are as a nation. This is the America we love, and that is the America we're going to be.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The massive logistical challenge of delivering millions of doses of a coronavirus vaccine has begun. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out across the country, how are the logistics of that looking? Richard Smith is the regional president of Americas and the executive vice president of global support for FedEx Express, which is handling half of the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. He discusses with NBC's Today Show just exactly how the logistics will work.
Well, we'll deliver to somewhere between 70 and 80 discrete facilities. There are hundreds of shipments going out in the first few waves here, but over time we'll deliver to tens of thousands of hospitals and medical centers and other administration sites throughout this effort. We're well prepared for it. The planning has been going on for months. It's what our network was built for. We do it every day, moving temperature-controlled shipments, including vaccines. So we're ready for this, and we're very confident.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As vaccinations begin in the United States, the Netherlands are hunkering down for the holidays. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte announced additional coronavirus restrictions Monday that will shut down much of the country through the holidays. Schools, gyms, and non-essential businesses will be closed starting Tuesday through January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.